Connecting Business in 90 Seconds or Less. That's the title of Nicholas Boothman's new book. He believes that today's business people want to move away from competition and towards building relationships.
They want to build trust. It's very important. They want to build integrity. They want to build loyalty. And they want to build durable, long-term connections. And it's done by connecting with people skills. It's not price anymore. All the time I get asked that. It's not price. People know it's not price. They want to build relationships.
Is that just about talking?
No. In fact, first impressions happen very, very quickly. We know from research, including research from the Harvard School of Health Sciences, that we actually decide whether or not we like someone in the first 2 seconds of seeing them. If we like them, we tend to see the best in them, and we look for opportunities to say yes to them. If we don't like them, we tend to see the worst in them and look for opportunities to say no. Quite simply, if I meet a guy and he's leaping around, if I like him, I might interpret it as enthusiasm. If I don't like him, he's an idiot. If I like the woman, she's kind. If I don't like her, she's weak. And it happens very quickly. And it's not a conscious decision. The Harvard School of Health Sciences, their test was students seeing a 2-second video clip of a teacher with no sound came to the same conclusions about that teacher as students who'd spent an entire semester with them. They make snap judgments. They're called instinctive appraisals. And what we judge is, it's not looks, it's not physical beauty anyway. What we respond to is attitude. We look at somebody, we haven't heard their voice yet, or their voice tone, or their words. We look at somebody and something inside us, it resonates with something called a reptilian brain. We have 3 brains. We have a little thing at the top of our spine called the reptilian brain, which is responsible for the fight or flight process. It's also responsible for things like visual tracking. It's responsible for the startle reflex. So it's also responsible for looking at somebody and saying, is this person an opportunity or a threat? Or as I call it in some of my books, is this person charming or alarming?
What sort of things can I do to ensure that I'm always on the charming side?
It's about being yourself. It's not about being phony. Babies are born with phenomenal people skills. They do all the basics right. As long as they're comfortable, they do eye contact, they smile, they synchronize their body language, and they open their body language. Somewhere between then and actually the end of puberty, some people get their natural born people skills knocked out of them or squidged by well-meaning people. We are born with what I call the 4-pack of superpowers. Everybody was born with enthusiasm, otherwise they'd never have made it out. We were all born with curiosity. It's a human attribute. We were all born with the ability to process feedback. Stick your finger on a stove when you're 3 years old, you burn your finger, you won't do it again. And we're all born, whether you like it or not, filled to the gunnels with empathy. One day old babies cry when they hear other babies cry. What's that all about? At 1 year, they're synchronizing their body movements with the movements of the people they see and with the voice tone. It is in us. It's just that in some people, through sometimes well-meaning people and sometimes not so well-meaning people, people saying, why do you talk so much? Why are you so shy? Why are you this? Some people, their superpowers go to sleep. Their enthusiasm is trampled on. Their natural curiosity is shut up completely because they have fear for asking questions. Their ability to process feedback, that's there, and that hurts them because they can see what's going on, and their empathy really hurts. So they end up at 12 or 13 onwards being introverts. And what we end up with, especially in today's working force, is millions and millions and millions of introverts forced to masquerade as extroverts just to get on at work and get on in the job. And it doesn't come easy for them, not because they don't have the skills in them, because they do, but because they've taught themselves to shut them down so it doesn't hurt too much. The easiest way to make somebody feel comfortable is, one, adjust your attitude into a useful attitude. I don't care about positive or negative attitudes. That's completely subjective. But there are useful attitudes and useless attitudes when you meet someone for the first time. A useful attitude could be enthusiastic, resourceful, curious, especially in business. Useless attitudes are bored and rude and things like that. First of all, it's your attitude at the beginning of an encounter more than anything else that determines your success or failure. No doubt about it. Your attitude drives their behavior. It's because of this empathy thing. So the simplest things you can do in the first 2 seconds are, number one, adjust your attitude, because it will make the other person feel the same way, unconsciously. Two, in our society, look them in the eye, smile, open your body language. Here's why. First of all, they are signals to the reptilian brain of the other person. Eye contact in our culture says trust is in the air. So all you've got to do, if you have trouble, just notice the color of the eyes of every person you meet. Two, a smile in our culture says that person is happy and confident, as long as it is a smile of enjoyment and not what we call a masking smile. When you go to the dentist and the dentist says you've got to have a root canal and you go, not that kind of smile. And the third thing is open your body language. Open body language says from one subconscious to the other, this person's not going to harm me. When you're about to harm someone, you defend your heart. Their body will pick up on it completely unconsciously. So adjust your attitude, look them in the eyes, smile, open your body language in the first 2 seconds. Now, these are natural things that we do when we're born. I'm not saying you've got to go out and be phony. You have to be yourself, but you were born that way.
That's Nicholas Boothman. His book, How to Connect in Business in 90 Seconds or Less, is published by Workman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.